Moving across to Western Metropolitan Melbourne now, and the Vision Australia Centre out there in the west is in Macaulay Road, Kensington. One of the members of the team is Orientation and Mobility Specialist Malcolm Fraser. Welcome to the Roundup, Malcolm.
How are you, Stephen?
I'm very well. Tell me about your role as an O&M Specialist, Orientation and Mobility.
Yeah, my role as an Orientation and Mobility Specialist is to help people who are blind or have low vision to learn the skills to get around, Stephen, in its most simple way. So that involves using long canes, perhaps, or support canes, learning to use public transport, learning how to cross roads safely, or all the other skills that someone whose vision isn't as good as someone with normal vision needs to get around in the world.
I'm sure many people listening to this have worked with an O&M specialist at some stage in the past, and we owe a lot to you and your peers, because it really makes a difference to be able to have the ability and the confidence to be able to move around from place to place, whether it be just up the street to post a letter or to go across town or maybe interstate.
That's absolutely right, Stephen, and our philosophy is that everybody's goals are as important as anybody else. So, as you say, even if you want to go to collect a letter from your letterbox or to go to the airport and travel interstate, we're really happy to help people to get those skills so that they can live the life that they want to lead.
You work very closely with the people who provide the Seeing Eye Dog service too, don't you?
Yes, that's right. We're part of the Seeing Eye Dogs Orientation and Mobility Business Unit. So we're all in that together, and often we have clients in common. So we might provide an orientation program for a Seeing Eye Dog user.
Malcolm, do you have a view about what is the most appropriate aid for someone to use, about what sort of questions they should take into account when deciding whether to go for a dog or a cane?
Our view, Stephen, is that it's very much an individual thing. So what we like to do is to work in close partnership with the client so that we can ascertain what their level of skills are and then have a really good direct chat with them about what we think might be the best mobility aid. And of course, for some people who are dog users, they're also very good long cane users, and sometimes one is more appropriate than another, for example. And we're very happy to give what we consider is our professional opinion about what might work for somebody. And then, if that's the case, put them in contact with the right people to talk to.
So you might use the dog to get across town to go to work and the cane around the office?
Yeah, that's quite possible. And also there are times when dogs get sick, for example, or need to have their vaccinations or go for their vet checks.
Mm.
And at that time, we certainly would encourage people to be proficient long cane users so that they can still continue doing the things that they need to do, even if the dog might be indisposed.
Now, let's talk about some of the other services that operate out of the Macaulay Road Centre in Melbourne, in the west,
yes,
of Melbourne, in Kensington. You're really sort of in the inner northwest, aren't you, there?
We're based in the inner northwest, but our team is the result of an amalgamation of two teams, the Heidelberg team and the Kensington team, recently. So we're a big team of 26 people, and we cover a geographical region that goes from probably Melton in the southwest all the way up to the northeast, to places like Doreen and that sort of region. So we cover almost half of Melbourne, really.
Mm.
And we're a big team, and we've got a lot of different services.
You provide a lot of training, don't you?
Yes, we do. The training that's based here in the Macaulay Centre, we have a range of things. For example, there's our adaptive technology training, which is training people to use computers, computer software and hardware. That happens in-house here. We've got several dedicated trainers and well-equipped training rooms, as well as things like braille training. That can happen here too. And we also have the facility to do some remote braille training with people who can't make it to the metropolitan area. And the other sort of training we do is industrial skills training through our assist program, so people can come and learn the skills to do woodwork and metalwork.
I want to touch on the braille training for a moment. People don't always aspire to be able to read novels with braille, but just to be able to use it for labelling clothing or other items around the home, things in the pantry. There's a whole range of applications for braille, and a modest level of braille usage is all that many people might need and would find really useful.
Yes, that's exactly right. For use in those household applications, braille is really important and can be crucial to some people. And also in the wider community, we're seeing a much bigger impact of braille labelling and things in things like lifts and signs and things at stations and those sort of things,
mm.
so that people being able to read Braille at a reasonable level can certainly help them in their everyday life.
Very handy Braille signs in lifts, I can assure you. And
yes, I'm sure you can. And
if you're away somewhere and you arrive back at your accommodation, it's nice to put your hand on the wall and be reassured that you're on the right floor.
That's right. And from a mobility point of view, as you know, the configuration of buttons in lifts is different in just about every lift. So
it's true.
Not something you can get a generic knowledge of.
Malcolm Fraser, who's an O&M orientation and mobility specialist with Vision Australia, based out at Kensington, talking about what's happening out there in Melbourne's West. Thanks, Malcolm.
My pleasure, Stephen.